All right. Well, Ben is here, which is excellent news, yes, because it means we can get a little update on the weekend in sport, which kicks off because it's Friday.
Yeah.
So Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben Karpinski, powered by Superbets. What do we got, Ben?
Not a lot this weekend.
No.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, after last weekend's bumper.
Yeah,
last week, smorgasbord.
Last weekend was huge, obviously, because of the finale of the SA versus Ireland Test Series. SA lost that one. And mm-hmm. I wouldn't say they proteed it, but they should have shut that game out. At the same time, Ireland were probably deserving of a win. They played pretty well. And they go 1-1. So, you know, the bragging rights kind of shared on that. So there's no more rugby of international level on the home level. No, there isn't. See.
Boring.
Any comments on that that you haven't already shared on your
No, I was just trying to see how down you guys got if I said that.
No. And, well, you know,
there is. There is, guys. We're playing Portugal this weekend. See, I was trying to up your spirits straight away. Didn't work.
You're wasting your time. Two people who know nothing about rugby.
Yes, there is still rugby.
Okay, but hang on. Because in case you want more about what Ben and Sandile might have thought of the rugby, and there's plenty more where that came from, you don't want to miss the On the Bounce show, which is every Thursday, premieres live at 4 in the afternoon. But you can always get it now, whenever it suits you.
Whenever.
Yeah.
Whenever. We do go quite in depth into that. You know, James is also on the show.
He chimes in
from time to time. So yeah, there is still rugby this weekend. It's just SA versus Portugal. So it's not quite the same.
Okay,
no disrespect to Portugal, but they're not going to win this game. But it is their biggest game ever. And these Portuguese, they're in for a treat. They get to play in front of a packed out Bloemfontein Stadium.
Wow.
They get to see the best of Bloemfontein.
You know what's cool? I actually know some poras in Bloemfontein. Imagine how exciting it'll be for them.
Just when everything aligns, huh? That's it.
That's truly like the great alignment.
Yeah, I mean, out of respect, there should be Prego rolls and beer tomorrow in Brandy.
For sure.
No more burries. Just go clap it. So look, the day of rugby starts with New Zealand versus Fiji, 4:30 in the morning. They're playing in America, though, so that's also something different. But
America. You know,
these guys have got to make money somewhere because SA aren't part of Super Rugby anymore. Australia will then take on those hardened men of Georgia who just beat Japan recently, which is a really big win for them.
Wow.
Japan's like one of those teams. Like, they get good results, but then sometimes they're absolute shite.
And then we found out from Simpiwe earlier that they're selling more adult nappies than children's nappies.
Well, it doesn't really affect the rugby team because most of them are from New Zealand.
And
South Africa and elsewhere. So you won't get too many Japanese people there. And then, of course, the big game, SA versus Portugal at 5. It is completely a different team from last week.
Yes,
we've got Salman Murat. He's always mooring the rats. So he's the captain. He's a young dude, plays for the Stormers. So look, there's limited experience in this buck pack. I think the average is like 7 or 8 caps per player.
Yeah.
It goes a bit more into the back line where you're averaging around 27 caps. So we've gone from the most capped Springbok team of all time into a bunch of guys who are on the fringe who are looking to make a huge impression. And there's big time injuries right now in the buck team. So you play well against the Portuguese, you could be in the rugby championship, said no one ever in the history of sport.
Wow.
That's it. That's the first time that line has ever been said.
Well, you've upped the stakes significantly. And I mean, this is brought to you by Superbet, so upping the stakes is what you do.
Well, you can. And I think that's what is worth betting on this weekend. So you can go on to Superbets right now and you go onto the rugby page. So every sport has its own page. It has its whole bunch of markets. Mm-hmm. You can't really bet on New Zealand versus Fiji because there's only one result there.
Yeah.
And it's just... Let's just leave that one. But Australia at a minus 18.5 handicap is quite a tasty bet. And I would actually go and say that these Georgians, depending on how much red meat they've eaten this week, I would give them the handicap of plus 18.5. So all they need to do is lose by 18 or less, and you can win.
Okay? Wow.
Because these looks are pretty good. So I'll go plus Georgia 18.5. And then with the SA game, I would handicap the box at 34.5. So they need to win by 35 plus points.
Okay.
And then you get your bet back. So it's near even money if you go on those. Obviously, if you multiply them up, you get more of a stake. And then your 100 can get your hypothetical 260 back.
Okay, so
those are the bets that I would say have a go. Because, yes, the results are pretty much set in stone. But with those margins, it'll be an interesting way of watching the rugby. There's also the Curry Cup this weekend. The Lions will take on the Griquas. Now, Griquas took on the Sharks last week. And the Sharks got their box back, or the ones that aren't playing for the box. And they lost in Kimberley.
Ooh.
yeah, quite disappointing. But then again, we come to know that the Sharks are actually just
anything
Sharks.
In Kimberley's disappointing.
Well, no, I mean, the Grick was once. That's hugely exciting for them. The Sharks, though, they've just become so shit as a rugby team. So shame. Lions versus Grick will kick off for today. Of course, there's so many games today because of the test match tomorrow. So we've got Blue Bulls versus the Cheetahs. That is the game of the day. They'll be at 5 o'clock. And then the Sharks will be taking on the Pumas at 7. And then Sunday, the Griffins will host Western Province. So Western Province have lost their last two. They played the Bulls, they played the Cheetahs, so they're still without a win yet.
And yet you still wore the Viapia 3 yesterday on your show.
It's still the best rugby jersey. It's the most recognizable. It's from the sexiest time of rugby, back when men were men and also playboys.
It was at
hybrid time where they went from just being farmers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the first time you started seeing hairstyles in the game of rugby.
And shoes.
Colored boots.
No, because before that, there were no shoes.
Yeah, the Western Province was... It's a shame the Stormers became the Stormers, and I get that they had to keep the name for commercial reasons and it became a product.
No.
The Western Province was a better team. It just looked better. We've also got the Open Championship this weekend.
Ah, now this is a biggie.
It's huge. It's huge. It's being played at Royal Troon, and that is in Scotland, if you're wondering. And of course, the weather is just so diabolical. These poor people.
Before you move on to the weather...
Is it Troon?
Is it true that Royal Troon... is just the throne. It's like Scottish for a bog. For a toilet.
I don't know. I just thought Scottish for a bog was a bog.
You go and make a deposit at Royal Troon.
No, it's a very fancy place, actually.
Okay.
You know, there's no riff-raff around here.
All right.
Okay. And if there is any ablutions, they'll be done in a positively structured environment. So Royal Troon is like any other Open Championship course. A lot of the time is you go out and you come in because mm-hmm. it links the farmlands to the ocean. So you could never farm on Lynx land. That's why it was called the Lynx, because it was just not arable. It was hard and sandy and shit. So then they thought, okay, we'll go play this golf game there.
And so no one's ever explained that to me. Thank you.
So whenever you see the helicopter shots from the Open, you'll see some shitty beach that people go on with like jackets and hoodies and all kinds of things. They're walking horrible looking dogs. And then you see this beautiful golf, and then you'll see the farmlands in the town.
Okay.
Every single Lynx golf course is basically like that in those British Isles.
Wow, there we are.
And yes, Lynx golf is difficult. So you go out, you'll have wind in one direction, you'll come back, and the wind will be in the other direction. So there's so many other like nuanced things around Lynx golf that are so interesting. Also, sometimes the weather's good in the morning, but terrible in the afternoon. So where you get your tee off time is really kind of how you finish. So the last time they played at Royal Troon, the weather was so bad it wiped out half of the field. And then at the same time, Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson played the first and third best major in the history of the game. So they were 20 under, 17 under. Next oak was -6.
Yep.
That's how far ahead they were.
Wow.
It'll be a lot tighter this time around. The weather's not so severe on the two splits. And right now we've got Dan Brown as the leader. He'll fall away, obviously, because he's a nobody. But Shane Lowry, who has won the Open Championship, he's right there at -5. Justin Thomas, he's won two majors. He's been terrible the last two seasons. He's there at 3 under. Xander Schauffele, he is a player. He's not a dessert. He's at -2. And then Mackenzie Hughes as well. He's there. So there are a couple of guys really absolutely shut the bed yesterday. I mean, I'm going to start with all the guys basically at my golf champs. They were all terrible. But Cam Smith, he's +9. Tiger Woods continues to just ruin his legacy, +8. I mean, fat Colin Montgomery said, you know, maybe you should retire. To which Tiger had a pretty good comeback where he said, look, I'm exempt until 60 and you're not. Because he's won so many times, Tiger can play wherever he wants. But I think he's missing Colin's point, which is a fair one. Nobody wants to see him degrading his legacy like this.
Sure.
The guy can barely walk 18 holes, and here he is offering cliches like, I'm only here because I think I can win. You can't, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You can't.
Come on, bro.
Tiger, we all love you, but come on, it's over. Pack it in. Ricky Fowler, also dog shit, +8. Rory McIlroy, +7. Rory's... Oh God, this guy's frustrating. Yeah? I mean, this is like his redemption back from obviously choking it up at the US Open. He's just, oh, fuck this guy. Anyway, +7. Bryson DeChambeau is +5. Tommy Fleetwood is +5. So these are the people that everyone thought was going to do something. Ludvig Åberg, they thought it would be a good weekend for him. He's +4, as is Victor Hovland. And then Brian Harman, who's the defending champ in what was the most boring Open Championship last year in the rain. He won it, and he's not defending. He's +2. Colin Morikawa is +2. Thriston Lawrence, he's the best placed South African, along with Dean Burmester on even par. And again, I'm just going to reiterate that Dan Brown is currently in the lead and he's going to fall away quite swiftly today. Okay. But the Open Championship is great because if you are here in South Africa or in Europe, it is the major you can watch during the daytime. You have to stay awake until 2 a.m. to see who the wins. It's all in the right time zone. And the weather is going to be Scottish summer. So dreary, cold, windy, wet. You're going to see these people who are hardened golf fans just shivering out in the mess. But it's beautiful. It's wonderful to see. And then finally, we've got the Hungarian Grand Prix. How does a country like Hungary have a Grand Prix, but we don't?
Well, at the moment, Hungary is not looking too bad. In fact, in Europe, they are something of a leading light right now.
Oh, very good to know.
Politically, they're very forward-thinking. They're moving in an interesting direction, which the rest of Europe is only catching on to now.
So not left, basically.
No, Viktor Orban is their president. Very, very smart and popular guy.
So he will be at the Grand Prix, is what you're saying.
I'm pretty sure he will be.
You're saying he's going to be
Ungvar.
There. Well, Victor and the rest, they're going to be watching Max Verstappen because he's been a bit rocky in the last couple of races. When you think that this is a guy who absolutely dominated the sport to the point where everyone just called it F Verstappen. 255 points, he's currently on the driver standings. Now, Lando Norris, that fresh-faced Brit, he's at 171 points in second place. And Charles Leclerc, who is the Ferrari driver, he's at 150, and Carlos Sainz 146. So, obviously, there's no Mercedes at the top there. They're further down. George Russell, 111 and 7th, and then Lewis Hamilton at 110 on 8th. Now, Lewis is just basically victory lapping a bit this year. He's going to do it here and there, but he's driving for Ferrari next year, which is his last real push at the title. So it is down to Lando Norris and Max Verstappen. These are the two, I think, that are going to take the sport way further from here. They're both super young, and it'll again be between those two, I say. That's the way I was going to go. Ferrari, you never know what you're going to get. You literally don't. I mean, that's not even a cliche anymore. I don't even think they know. I think when the race starts, they all shake their hands and then just go, oh, well, we'll see what happens. So that'll be the Hungarian Grand Prix. So you got Grand Prix, you got the Open Championship. There is, of course, Tour de France. That's in the mix as well. There is no cricket. And even if there is, it's not going to be worth watching. But most importantly, amongst all of this, it is a week away until the Olympics.
Yes.
Now this is such a it's a massive gap. I keep thinking every week, we haven't spoken about the Olympics, and now it's a week away.
Yeah, so next Friday we're going to preview the crap out of the Olympics.
All right. Because there are things in the Olympics that are exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a comment here from Sneak1138. Ben, please mention the ladies' touch box. Why?
Oh.
What do you want me to say?
I don't even know what that sentence
so
is.
I'm guessing it's a touch rugby team.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
When I think of touch, but I thought grab them by the pussy.
That, I mean, you know, do you want a shout out? Is this 90s radio?
Touchbox. They're playing in the World Cup, says producer James.
Awesome. Amazing. And I'm sure there's a podcast dedicated to
Female
women's
rugby World Cup. Like, what World Cup is this?
Female ladies.
That we've never heard of.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm sure there's a podcast dedicated to
female rugby. World Cup currently happening. No, I'm saying currently.
Amazing. Great. Good luck, ladies. Everyone's got something on this weekend. Sampira, anything your family's involved in? Gareth, you got some friends playing paddle?
There's a tombola on Sunday.
I wish you all the best. Just keep moving your life, guys. Yeah. If you're playing a sport, you've got nothing but my admiration.
So Sneak 1138, very important that the ladies' touch box get a mention.
Great.
Yeah.
Nothing but the best. I hope you go all the way.
One day we'll have a sports show that
just has a list.
We can pay minute detail interest to every tiny little offshoot piece of rubbish. Nobody watches sport. But for today, I'm afraid that's all we've got.
Well, actually, no. I mean, let's carry on. So there's Russian...
But wait, there's more.
If you go to the Superbet site, you can get the world here. So there's Russian volleyball this weekend. If you are an Alliance fan, they'll be taking on the Titans today at 9:50.
Excellent.
Empire taking on Legion Pro at 11:20. And then the Lions Pro will take on Erzurum at 1:30.
What?
There's too many...
let's try that
There's
again.
Too many consonants in this. Erzurum.
What are the odds?
They're favorites. 0.62 favorites. Ertzizi, they are the favorites. So, I mean, that's really exciting. Badminton.
All right.
There is Shi Yong Ki will be taking on Alex Victor. That is the badminton singles men's final of.
Very good. Okay. You know what? I feel like we're.
Thank you.
I feel like we're stumbling into some very dodgy territory here. All you need to know is that Ben has already given you some tips here, especially when it comes to the rugby. for the weekend. And Superbet supports responsible gambling. Strictly no under 18s. Winners know where to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation toll-free counseling hotline 0800 006 008.